Blog Talk Radio.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Could be wrong. They put a hot one.
Hi all and welcome to Cosmic Voice on July the 31st. No guests this evening, unfortunately. It's just me and Drake. Today's kind of a special day for me. A year today, and I started my first radio show. Yes, it's a year. And things have changed a lot since then. And things are ongoing at the moment. I can tell there's a lot of angst on the page. Hopefully Drake will be able to smooth some of that over. But we'll see. Drake, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that. That was my fault. I forgot you were on that line, so... apologies. Yeah, okay. Yeah, a year today we had our first radio show. Well, I did anyway.
Not yeah.
Yours. It's been some year.
Yeah.
It's like a lifetime condensed into a year.
So do you feel older or what?
I think I've aged in this past week or month.
Well, I got a bunch of different thingies, and not all of them come with a cupcake with a candle stuck in its butt. You know, celebratory. I find interesting some of the actions people don't realize the importance of, and I missed everything, and it really surprises me. We still have an ongoing thing trying to put together the right people for our combinational enforcement, etc. That's still being worked on. I know everybody's kind of watching the news, and there's several things that are beginning to bother me. One of those, there was an airstrike on a Gaza market, 16 dead. Israel had no comment. Now, was there missiles fired at them from that location is the question I have, and I so far have seen nothing to indicate that there was. And then you got the fun and games with the central bank playing games with Russia. The West seems to think they're in charge. They think that Russia is going to bend over for them, and Putin said that the sanctions will backfire. Those two basic things were like yesterday, picked them off. Then there's a couple of things that people need to be aware of. One of those deals with the sanctions, and you might note this and note it closely. Everybody knows that there's a central banker as premier, president, whatever you want to call his butt, in the Ukraine. And one of the interesting things that happened was all these sanctions. The EU and everybody decided to jump on the bandwagon. Even after certain things were proved, and yet Rothschild said no. And they said, "What do you mean no?" Well, I got a bank in Russia, and you ain't screwing with it. There's one bank in Russia that has not been touched, belongs to Rothschild. Isn't that interesting? You got a central banker in charge of the Ukraine, and Russia won't, and yet Rothschild won't let Russia's bank be screwed with because he owns it. I mean, you know, and we put out proof not too long ago that flight that was supposedly shot down didn't have squat to do with Russia. Everybody said, "Oh, they're dirty rotten, and they shot and they killed kids and little old ladies." And no, and I'm putting this out publicly. Anybody don't like it, it's fine. Ukraine military, it has been proven, with the backing of NATO and the central banking system and the other European Union wannabes, oh, they'd love to be in control of something, put this together, a little snag. Now they're saying that the separatists put landmine fields in around the wreckage. I have a tendency to doubt anything I'm hearing from NATO, from the Western media. Things just are not lining up in such a manner that there's anybody making any difference. I mean, look at what Congress, our supposed representatives, have been doing. Squat. Oh, they passed the VA bill. You know what it does? Adds money. That's the only difference, basically, between what has gone before and what is now, even according to that passed law. They cap the bonuses at the same level they paid out last year. Hello? It's a little easier to fire somebody. Yeah, well, yeah. But you got 3 waiting lists to go through and up to 5 different pieces of permission slips, letters, etc., that a veteran's got to go through. Even you think about using his outside medical benefits. Well, you know, we're going to open a bunch of clinics. How about you staff the ones you got? Don't bother building brick piles for no damn good reason. Quit throwing money into the wind and start applying it to the problem. Why? You don't want to fix it. That's why. Number 2, you're a do-nothing bunch. Why do you say that? They could have voted on the border stuff and they didn't even bother. Can't agree on it. Dude, come up with some kind of other explanation. I don't know about the people, but most of what I'm seeing is somebody that just don't give a shit. They don't feel that they have to do the job that they were elected to do, which is basically represent the people. And, you know, the border issue was hot and heavy, and they said, we'll wait 6 weeks or so till we feel like coming back and maybe doing something, maybe then, if we feel like it. Talk about an oligarch attitude. Who is it that is, above the law? Who is it that don't pay attention to their oaths of office? Who is it that ain't doing their jobs? Obama may be doing nasty stuff, but at least he's doing something. These guys ain't doing squats except thinking about visiting their yacht in the Bahamas or some such over their vacation. I don't know what they do. Don't really care. Basically, I think they ought to be put to cleaning out outhouse pits. shit deserves shit. They should be able to. We should be able to smell Congress coming long before they get to where they can screw up things worse. Okay, you want to play with the money? Fine. How about we play with you? I have advocated this, and people have not paid very close attention to it. We need new blood. We need squirrels. And by that, I mean we need freedom people who refuse to accept anything less than. We need a whole bunch of them. Each and every last legislator needs to be new blood. I mean, if you've been watching the news, you know that there's a whole bunch of efforts going on to cause or to continue to cause problems. Well, hell, look at the shooting capital of the world, Chicago, and they're still shooting people. And there is no directive by the mayor. Or anybody else in a position of power to say so, we'll get the guns away from the people that shouldn't have them. Okay, now let's legislate this. Judges, how about we put this one little simple? It's a one pager. It's not, it ain't complicated at all. Yes or no. No in between. Take each and every crime that is committed, and there is a firearm associated with it. It can be in the trunk of your car, and you're doing a breaking and entering, burglarization, or just general theft. Doesn't matter. You get a gun charge. Put the dink away for 2 years, 5 years, whatever it might come up to. I mean, 1935 Firearms Act got changed to where we don't have to charge them. It ought to be mandatory and run in conjunction with other sentencing, period. If you did it, it was my first time. My dope deals didn't go well, so I had to burglarize this guy's house, sell his stuff, get enough money to buy my next load. Come on now, guys. It does not take a rocket scientist, and I happen to know for a fact that the police are good enough to keep this thing on an even keel and say, hey, well, this is why he did this. What do you mean? Well, we busted everybody that he knows, as everybody's associated to him, and everybody that that could possibly make a difference. And they're all talking, so we'll turn them loose, because that's what we promised them. You talk, we let you go. Put it in writing, okay? You talk, we let you go. Signed by. Bingo. Now, everybody, can you kind of getting this, the drift of this? Now, let's try this. How about we bust somebody selling guns? Where'd you get them? Who are you buying from? We do want the list. You don't give the list up, you get charged individually each, and the sentences are going to run one after the other. Depending on the weapon, the charges go up, by the way. I know you guys have heard all this.
Do you not think it's relevant, Drake, that the five sort of most prevalent for gun crimes in the U.S., the five most prevalent states have got the most gun control?
I know it does. If everybody and their mother-in-law was carrying a gun, nobody would be interested too much in pulling their own gun on somebody else. It's not difficult. And this has been proven several times. I've had grandmas pull out Uzis on my bus when I was driving a city bus and tell the gang member that he best get off of her bus so she don't be late for her son-in-law to pick her up downtown. Now, get off of here. And she started calling him, this is a black, these are two black people talking now. And she called him everything but a white man. She told him he was a disgrace to the race. Get off the bus before I start shooting. And she got up and started coming toward him. He turned white and stepped off the bus in rapid fashion toward the woods. I mean, you know, there's the people, everybody wants two or three things. And that's not complicated. It's called respect. In between each other, you'd be simple in your talking to people. You'd be nice. Offer something cool. Hey, how you doing? Hey, at least the sun's shining today. Or you'd see somebody that's you know, down and grumpy. Can't be that bad, man. They made you come back to life for some kind of reason today. They woke you up. So, you know, oh, thanks a lot. God loves you. Can't you tell? I mean, all you got to do is just, you know, work it out so that you don't have all these problems. What do you mean? Well, quit buying dope, get a job, clean up. You know, there's a variety. I have met people in the last few days, as a matter of fact, who are making a difference in their own life. And this is where it starts. And people don't get this. You have to make your decision. What do you want it to be? How do you want it to be? Do you want to be subject to a needle in your arm or a pill that you took today? Or do you want to be a part of the system permanently? Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine spending life dealing with the system all the time? Ooh, good Lord. Talk about a nasty. I tell everybody, stay out of the system. Well, you can be a part of and you can function within it without being a participant in the system itself. The system itself is primarily a big Dracula wanting to suck you dry. And if anybody figured that out, ask everybody why in the hell taxes go up when you know, the prices out here on the street are going down on things. Hello. They're offering deals on cars, but the state's still paying full retail of what it used to be. Come on, guys. I mean, now the NSA and the CIA and everybody is all apologetic. We didn't mean to accidentally break into your computer and hack your system and listen to what you're saying and watch your emails and see them. Oh, those are some neat photos, man. Look at them two getting it on, you know, that stuff. No privacy for them. The Senate's done, too. Now, the big news that I've been seeing, and I've been harping about this for a while now, it's up to the people involved directly, not as such us right at this minute, but the individual members of one of the bodies, be it the Senate or Congress or whatever, they have a choice. They can remove a leader who doesn't lead. And I, to be honest with you, I don't care what Reed's politics are. Harry has proven himself an idiot by opening his mouth more than once on subjects that he should never have said anything about at all. The thing about it is that people would like to, in the Senate, on the Democratic side, be able to vote on something. Well, if this boy don't bring up a bill, they can't vote on it. Think about that for a minute, and it might sink in. This is why some 300 bills have not come up for a vote. I would love to see them vote this shit down or say no or modify this mother because it's way out of whack, unconstitutional in this part right here. We're striking that. Send it and then vote to accept the bill as modified and send it back down to see whether they like it. You know, we can live with that and maybe do the people some good. Why do you think there ain't nothing but minimum wage jobs? You want $15, $20 an hour, you got to have a trade, and you'd be lucky to get it to him. CNC lathe and machine tool operator. Who? Takes 2 years, technical school, to be an efficient operator. You can get a certification in it, which would probably get you a starting job, and I don't know what they start at. Don't know what they're paying right now. If you want to be crazy and travel all over the country, you can work high steel. You can make up depending on what it is, up to $100 an hour, depending on which union you go through and what jobs you're working on. You get into the Defense Department in construction work, $100 an hour is normal. $100 an hour, that's $4,000 a week, y'all. Think about that. Could you live on that? I think you could. After taxes, you're going to take home two. That's probably 10 times what most people are making in terms of take home. $15 an hour. Oh, boy. Gives you $400 a week take home, maybe. That depends on whether or not you got your deductions in order. $400 a week take home. Well, that's not too bad of money if you think about it. But then again, that's only $1,600 a month. Ain't very much money if you really think about it. So your $15 an hour is going to starve you as well. If you want to know a living wage, it starts right at $20. It's $19 and change, but it's right at $20 an hour. What's that give you? $800. What do you take home? About $600. Now you can live on that. That's $2,400 a month. $600 a week would put you in a position where you could actually probably get some decent transportation, and probably for the first time in your life. Okay, is it two years worth it? Well, who knows? I know there's a lot of professionals out there that do listen to this, and I also know that there's a lot of people that are philosophically correct in listening to our show. I also know that there is a serious lack of physical involvement, and that's beginning to worry me. And I'll tell you why. I have stipulated this before. We are on a very limited time schedule. If certain things do not go our way in the very near future, you're liable to get knocks on your door you don't want. Now, here's how it be. And this is the absolute God's truth of it. Everybody out there, if you know somebody that's a nutcase, that's fine. I don't care. You can actually tie a bungee cord up around somebody in a certain way so that you don't have to scrape them off the ceiling too often. So nutcases are fine. What I'm trying to get across is this. We're looking for a few good men. So we got 100 applications and a few dribbled in after, and that's it. I put forth this freedom effort. It's real. And believe me, we need to set this up now, not down the road. Oh, I can wait. Oh, I don't want to put my beer down and stand up. I'd have to get off the couch. It is to me a big concern when I hear experts in fields tell me that the people couldn't care less about freedom. Why? Well, it might make a change in their life, and they like the routine and the rut that they waller around in. Why would they want to do that? Now, think about it. Where are you at in your life? What is going on? Are you doing the same exact thing day to day, pretty much, within a certain limitation? I mean, comedians have said it. They don't want nobody that can think for themselves. They don't want anybody that's too educated. They want you just smart enough to be able to run the machines, and that's it. You ain't invited to the party. You getting it? Huh? And there's been several people that I consider honorably the best comedians I've ever heard talk about this. Bill Cosby is very diplomatic about what he says, nice and clean. And then you got the other end of the scale where people like Gallagher with a degree in linguistics will mess your mind up just talking to you on just about nothing at all. You got political activists. I mean, you know, there's a few on even got their own show because they're so blunt about it. Well, hammer this home and hammer this home well. You see what's going on in the eastern Ukraine. The military is going after people. I've been told that our military won't do that. And just to be honest with you, between you and me and the floor, there's a lot of ifies in that. And that depends on if somebody is of the right belief. And I'm not talking about belief systems and religion and all that. I'm talking about, what do you believe? I'm going to ask you this. I mean, it's point blank. Do you want to be free? If you do, you're going to have to learn some stuff. If you do, you're going to have to take actions. If you really believe in freedom, then we are going to have to reset a majority of our government. Not necessarily the system itself, but portions of it, yes. I mean, you're going to strike stuff from existence. Then you're going to have to take it the other step further. Most of these people that are sitting in them seats are not necessarily going to give them up without being testy about it. Well, I don't want to go. Well, come on, fat boy. We can drag you or you can walk. Which is it? Yeah, I know. Not everybody's fat. Well, not everybody wins. There was a certain majority leader that lost in a primary. Why? Because somebody outbid him for the job in combination with what's going on. Everybody has to understand there needs to be balance. Right now, we're out of balance. Now, I don't know if anybody has ever taken the weights off of a tire. You get these little weights on them, you know, when they install them. Take the weights off a tire, drive down the road and see how it feels. Boom, 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 boom. Feel like you got a dead horse tied to the tire. Thump, thump, thump. This is the out of balance that we have now. Now, everybody has to understand this and get this very clearly. Balance between light and dark, good and evil. Yeah. Oh, yeah. balance is balance, whether anybody likes exactly what's balanced or not. Liberalism and conservatism, the ideology of providing a service is not a bad idea. And you can even in the process give something away and not hurt anything at all. That was the basis of the idea of Social Security, which people could get, and a lot more of them if they really got into it and learned. We pay into a system that then is supposed to pay out to us at a certain specific time or under a certain condition. Now, they say, and a big argument about the interest. Oh, my goodness, we didn't say we're going to pay interest on everything every year. We're going to pay what you put in that year at whatever the going interest rate is. Horse hockey. You're a friggin' liar. What you're doing is you're getting up to 17% or higher interest rate or return, and you're not giving it out. You only leave enough in there to cover what's being get to be paid, and you take and the federal government sucks up the rest. That is outright thievery. It's supposed to stay in the Social Security, not be subject to the Fed snatching it up. George Bush about lost his cool when he was asked to return when the Fed was going to pay back Social Security for all the money they had stolen. He said there wasn't that much money on the planet, and yet we can throw trillions of dollars at things. Uh-huh. Now, if you have assets, let's say they're cash, let's say they're rather large in terms of the number itself, humongous in some cases. Let's say that the thing is so huge that the numbers get ridiculous. Now, people can understand 100. They can understand thousands. They begin to be a little iffy when it gets to millions. And anything above millions, that's beyond. That's out in the twilight zone, over the top. Forget it. Would you believe that there are trillions, more than the bailout, of dollars owed to the Social Security system that the Fed has absconded with? Oh, we need it over here. You don't need it. Everything's being paid out for the next 30 years. Well, we passed the 30-year point. And they're talking about playing a game of, oh, my goodness. You mean to tell me that it's going to cost more than what we thought in terms of the payouts to provide this, 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 and this? Oh, let's gut Medicare and have Obamacare. Let's charge everybody 3-4 times what it was worth to begin with. There is Medicare has a cost sheet. It's regional. It goes by location to an extent, but in general, cost sheet. I suggest, and if somebody would like to entertain this, that somebody use that cost sheet as what they will pay, period. Yeah, think about that. You want to mess up some minds? Still provides a reasonable profit, not double or triple what they normally would charge. Don't believe they spend $10,000 for a hammer and $20,000 for a toilet seat. Uh-huh. Where do they get the funding? Okay. How much fun and games and diversification goes on that nobody knows about in the secret court? I believe it's called FISA. Ah, my goodness. How much fun and games can people stand in terms of being able to put things together in such a manner that it works? Well, I'm going to be, in the next few days, I'm going to buy a browser. And that browser is encrypted. Supposedly, a lot of people use it. I think I'm going to give it a shot simply so I can talk to people. Now, a lot of people have heard what I've had to say over and over. And you know my beliefs. You know that I'm not going to play games, favoritism, or otherwise. They want me to hit up the enforcement division of this international effort. And I accepted. So you're going to be dealing with me. You know my beliefs. You know what I stand for. If you have any questions about my... take on things, whether or not I can find the truth out somewhere or another, whether somebody likes it or not, go to the website and go back through the archives. You'll find a very interesting trail of tears there for the oligarchs and the high-level politicians that think they are in charge of everything. They're not. Individuals don't want to be bothered with the day-to-day running of routines, the day-to-day mechanics of things. Somebody will own a business and have employees. They have a general manager or somebody doing it. An average person don't have that luxury. Somebody's got to get to the dishes, get to the laundry, cook the food, go to the grocery, and then if you're blessed like some of us, you've got kids, and that really causes some fun and games, a nice challenge to your sanity. Are you really as smart as you think you are? Do you think you can think as fast as this little turkey here? Well, it just simply sits there and waits patiently until you are no longer paying attention. And in 3 seconds flat, goes 25 feet across the room, crawling under the furniture so you can't see it moving, to the stairs. You know, the one that you were in the process of putting the gate up on before you got distracted by the baby in the first place. Uh-huh. You think that's arbitrary? You don't know kids. Huh. Oh, and you got to have more than one kid if you're going to be a really true family, because if you only got one kid, you know who did it. Well, if you got more than one kid, you got no clue. They will make up things like monsters in the closet. I have actually had them add footprints to things. See, I told you there was somebody in the room. Windows open, there's a big old wet handprint and wet footprints across the roof. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. I'll go get the 12 gauge and we'll see how it does when we shoot skeet. The same ideology applies to adults as it does to children. You have to make a choice. You have to learn what that choice is in order to make an informed decision. You then have to take that choice and make it your own. You have to make absolutely sure that you cannot be interfered with in your decision. It does not matter what the decision is about. It does not matter who you are. It does not matter if you're a strong person or a weak person or what. None of this makes any difference. There are ways in which you make absolute decisions. Some of them ain't real nice. Some of them are no fun at all once you do them. However, choose wisely. Yeah, right. Wisdom is knowledge in action. So first you get informed. You find out what's going on. Then you make a decision as to what you really want to do, what you really want to accomplish. And it's very simple. Very simple. You have to know two things. Number one, do you give a shit about anything? That's first. Do you care? Number two, what is it exactly in your priority list that you care about most? And no, if you're a single person, ain't making the big, the nice looking blonde next door, and or getting to the party, and or, ooh, I'm connected, and you all the time on your phone. I'm going to suggest some things to people, and they probably ain't going to like this. Disconnect. I've been staying away from the internet for a reason. Get my head wrapped too much around, too easily put out thoughts. Those thoughts involve input from web pages, videos, this and that, other things. Generally, the title of it gives it away. There are a lot of people that want to just post a straight link as an answer to a question or a summation or something I've said on Facebook, say. I tell you what, preface that tell me what's in that, just a little bit, and I may have already seen it, its predecessor, or know who it's from, and know how much that person knows. I've had to really, really run things through a fine filter to get things to where they're at right now. If I really wanted to unload intel, I have a load of it, very large load of it. It stipulates who, what, when, where, how much they're spending, what it's going to cost to get it done, what stage of dress the people are going to be in when they are confronted, let's say, who they're going to be confronted by, whether or not the certain specific people who may be put in a situation are willing to pull the trigger or not. The whole nine yards, every last bit of it. The consensus, when officially asked, yeah, man, we don't care about that. I'm gung-ho military. Nothing messes with us. You mean you'd shoot grandma? I hope she don't get in the way. And that's the answer you're going to get. Whether the person really believes that or not is questionable. I will tell you that 80 to 90% don't believe that they ought to be shooting civilians, period. To answer one of the questions, and that's only one. There's several out there. What's going on in finance? Well, I've talked to Neil on several occasions. We had to take a fling at this point at freedom. We had to take a swing at it. And the reason is you got to find out where you're at. And I'm going to tell you right now, 100 people applying is pitiful. Now, that don't mean necessarily that people that are not patriotic. It could mean that they're afraid. It could mean that they think they got more to lose than gaining their freedom gives back. It could mean a lot of things. It's pitiful, period. There should be more veterans out there, people of specialty training, who will be able to offer their services. We're gonna need, and this is a very, very skeletal group of at least 25. There's gonna have to be some consummate experts involved. People who've kept up on electronics. People who've kept up on site development, people who have kept up on military training. We need to know not only what we're up against, we need to be able to recon something. So you got recon in there. You need to be able to decipher an objective. What's it take to do this, this, and this? What all has to be taken down in order to make sure that it is too late detected or outed for anybody to do anything about what has happened? All these little things you see in these, sometimes the sci-fi movies, but a lot of the time these internet thrillers. Oh my, what'd they do to Uncle John? I don't know, but he ain't been right since. That sort of thing. You have to be able to do the laundry without making a noise. And we practiced to the point where when I was in Vietnam, if you did not know the manner in which a person moved, you couldn't identify that person if you could see them. If you couldn't see them, you had to be able to hear how they were breathing and be able to identify them that way. Yeah. Same thing as a voice carries within it connotations that are only attributes to the individual speaking. Breath also has some of the same exact qualities. Why? You breathe through the same mechanism that you voice things through. Uh-huh. There's a whole lot of things goes into this stuff. You've seen the ninja movies and they put the blindfold on the turkey and he cuts stuff in half that's thrown at him. That's part of this training. And I doubt there's very many out there that can go that far. There's a few of us, but not many. I'd have to really, really practice in order to be able to do that again, which I intend to do. I'm slowly getting my health back in certain respects, just so that I can function at the level necessary. Now, here's the situation. These people I'm asking for these people that I'm asking to contact us, I'm going to put you in a select group, and you're going to be the select committee. You're going to review people. There are several places that you can review them around the country that are private, and I mean absolutely private, and nobody can hear you, listen to you, or know you're there unless somebody tells them. And I know the people that own the places, and I guarantee you, they won't say a word. Anybody asks, there ain't nobody there, and no, they're not welcome to go on the property. And if they decide to be testy about it, most of these people are armed. And I would consider them dangerous. They're pretty good shots. So you will have autonomy, total, absolute autonomy. Some of these places that I know about will be able to be used by you to interview your people. That's right. I want 25 people to go out there who are willing, and I don't think the whole 25 will be. I'm thinking maybe about 10 or 15 of the 25 will be willing to go out and talk to friends and people that they know, because you run across each other. And see whom you can trust still, and who might be interested in taking care of the problem. Yeah, that's right. It's like a boxer or mixed martial arts or whatever you want to call it. It's the last train wreck that you'll have in life. Some of us may not come back from our ops. I tell you that right now. Alive. One of the stipulations is we do not leave anybody behind, period. Same as other certain groups of individuals who operate in a similar manner. The other part is that these people are going to be on your team. I ain't adopting them around or playing with them. They're on your team. I want you to build your teams. I'd like to have 4 5-man teams. We'll discuss the parameters and the reasons for that privately, personally, at a later date. I heard that funding is imminent. It's being worked on as we speak. Oh boy, yeah, that's right. Ready to happen. I do not believe that I do not believe that there are too many issues that can't be handled concisely by well-trained experts. If necessary, the use of guns, but not as a primary. In other words, if somebody confronts you with a gun, you got the right to protect yourself and blow them away. If you got to. If that's the person we want to keep alive, well, put a bullet through the shoulder of the arm that they're holding their gun in. That tends to have it drop. If they try to raise it, shoot them in the same shoulder again. 2-3 shots and they will quit. Believe me, they will drop the gun. Our arm will quit working. It's not difficult. And believe me, with the weapons we got today that are as accurate as they are, anybody worth 10 cents doesn't worry about the sniper class shot. You can force feed your weapon. If you don't know how to do that, you can be trained. But these are things that people need to be aware of. For those who do not like the idea of weapons and shooting people and other kinds of hamburger problems. How about court clerks? How about bailiffs? You might need to enforce the law. It would be a very rarity that you would ever be called upon to use your capital crimes enforcer that you carry on your hip, as weapons are called. We got SICE. SICE, actively recruiting. Those things are out there. Keep sending the paperwork, y'all. Think it over. here's what you got to look forward to, and you've seen this before. Have you seen, I'm sure you've seen what's happening to the Palestinians. What would you do if that came to your backyard? Woo-hoo. Think about that. What happened if they blew the neighbor's house away? Think about that. Because this is what they got in mind for you. You are going to become cannon fodder and target practice under these butt wipes. These people are the nastiest, most insidious, unforgiving, unceremonious trigger pullers that they ever existed. You think the universal soldier is bad? You think these super soldiers are bad? You ought to beat these turkeys. They would kill and barbecue their own kids for lunch. That's how wonderful these sucker fishes are. What you gotta remember is that there are things going on that people aren't aware of. If I go into too much detail about things, people get all upset. Well, what did he say all that for? I didn't even know all that. Well, how about this? The Russian bank that was untouched is a Rothschild. Now, what Rothschild did, because he is a oligarch, was able to step that bank outside the SWIFT system. Think about that. It's not exactly a Russian bank. And yet Rothschild has an interest in it. So therefore, untouchable. The EU and the West won't touch it. Isn't that interesting? How come that? Well, they tried to put one everywhere so that they could do these things. I'm reading that the Mexicans are reclaiming Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and anything else, Southern California probably, most of California. The old Spanish land grant ideology, this time they intend to do so by sheer force of numbers. Flash mob. That's why we're getting all these kids. Nobody's going to shoot at kids. These certain other bad guys will. I've seen them do it. Popped that turkey's nut, too. Blew his brains all over the rice paddy for shooting at that kid. He missed a kid, thank God. Some things I just cannot personally stand. The thing that causes me the most fun in games was that America was put together not for an independent nation, not for a new found land, not for the heaven on the horizon ideology, but so that the bad guys, the oligarchs, could rape the country of its natural resources. Totally and completely. Why do you think they went to war with the Indians? There wasn't a problem with the Indians, as long as you didn't kill everything like we did with the buffalo so that they couldn't have anything to eat. You can't. That's why they destroyed the Gulf of Mexico. Intentionally. BP, oligarch company, destroyed the Gulf of Mexico intentionally so that the Cajuns and people that lived in the swamps couldn't live there no more. Ooh. There's a post on the website, The Great White Ghetto. It talks about up to 12 states affected directly. Economical terrorism by the banks and the people that say, oh, you can't do that no more. Shutting everything down. Any kind of industry of any hope at all. What did they just do? They just shut down the coal industry. What do you think? What do you think some of these poor states survive on? They just shut down all the coal-fired generation plants. Well, coal burns as cleanly as any other form of combustible material we have on the planet when handled correctly. And those improvements have been installed in most of these, quote, ooh, nasty, dirty, funky, shut it down places. EPA, take a flying leap at a rolling donut. Oh, gather up Obama while you're at it. He can go take a flying leap too, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it came out in the news that he had ordered, and he advertised, you know, we're going to kill everybody that's associated with coal. We're shutting down all the power plants. What's happening? The existing coal is being shipped to China. Why? They got a whole bunch of coal-fired generator stations over there. Well, now there's a problem with China. There's a problem with this pollution crap everybody's all up in the air about. Have you noticed which direction the wind blows from mostly? We get storms off the Pacific that travel across the country and go out over the Atlantic. Have you noticed this? I hope you have. Pay attention. You want some ecological number 101? Here it is. The pollution, and I'm going to tell you this, you're going to love this, don't come from here that's in our air mostly. I said mostly. I'm making exceptions. They refuse to put up the baffles in certain of the bays on our west coast, and because polluted air is heavier than regular air, it gets caught in these pockets. Los Angeles, oh, wonderful place. San Francisco gets it sometime. San Diego, other places. Oh, my goodness. Dude, if you put the correct baffling in, it will eliminate all of that problem and blow it up in the air. What happens when it blows up in the air? It blows across the country. Where does it go after it goes across the country? Over to Europe. They're the ones that start all this shit. Let's give it back to them. Take it up in their backyard, okay? Take it another step. Where do you think our pollution comes from? It ain't Fukushima. That's all false stuff dropped in water purposely by the cabal trying to make you think that there is a big glowing hot spot that's going to eat all the way to the core of the earth. Not happening. Horsaki, et cetera. So, so the situation is simple. It ain't us polluting our own air. Mostly, it's coming from across the pond, known as the Pacific Ocean. Number two, Europe is polluting China and Russia because it blows the same direction. The rotation of the planet is to the west. Therefore, the winds go to the east. Or is it the other way around? Gee, I forget which way I'm spinning sometimes. Let's spin it like this. What happens if none of these other countries worry about their carbon pollution? What are you going to do? Sit here and cook in it? Probably. Carbon tax pays. Each individual that votes for it or agrees with it, X number of dollars. It's in the international law of the carbon tax. Look it up. I think you'll just love it. And I guess I've talked too long. We're past the top of the hour by a whole few seconds. Thomas, are we ready for music?
Yes, we are, Drake. Thanks for that. We'll be back in about 7 or 8 minutes. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Hi all, and welcome back to the second hour this evening. I don't know whether Drake wants to add a bit more before we go into questions. I'd just like to say a few words. I was hoping that the extra show we put on last Sunday, which was especially for the members, because some of them were saying they didn't understand it or they couldn't grasp it, there would be a lot more responding. You know, Drake's tried many avenues to try and get this done, as have others. It seems now certain members now want to criticise rather than be a part of solving the solution. You know, we would like it to be have been done 2 years ago. I'm sure Drake would have, but it is what it is. You know, and should the military have stood up? In my opinion, yes. Should the militia have stood up? In my opinion, yes. Should more of the people have stood up? In my opinion, yes. You are all known as the more aware ones. So, if you don't stand up, what chance have we got? At the end of the day, you all complain and the jokes about 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and the weight club. Dr. Aiden provided a potential solution. And as Drake said earlier, the response was damning. You know, we spend lots of time of our free time during the week, each and every week, all night and the weekends, to bring these shows to educate you. We don't ask for much in return. You know, get the message out. I know you're all tired. Everyone's tired. It's gone on a long time. But so have the cabal. A lot longer than 2.25 years. A lot longer. And because we haven't had certain people fulfilling their oaths, the people have to stand up. And if the awakened ones are going to show an apathy, then we're doomed. That's why Drake says join or die. Yes, that may have been a bit drastic, but it's reality. We're still waiting for the military, we're still waiting for the militia. From my point of view, Drake may know or think different. I understand where you're coming from, but please, you know, let's stop criticising the ones who are trying to help and think of more solutions on how to fix it. Drake.
Yes?
Do you want to add anything more before we go into some questions?
Well, just one thing. I mean, there's a picture that's been out for a while where this stork is trying to eat this frog, and the frog has got it by the throat while it's being mostly swallowed, and the caption is "Never give up." Mm. Well, I'm not going to go away. They would love for me to cancel this show and shut up. Well, boy, would they love that. They would love to know that a lot of the things that I put out ain't going to be happening anymore. Why? Wrinkles their starch and gives them wedgies and does a nasty, stinky number in the middle of some of their plans. That's exactly the reason that I do most of it. The interesting part about this is that I'm not going to play games with your reality. I'm not going to play games with you guys. This is not that kind of effort. The effort and ideology is to set the country free. The ideology and effort is to set the planet free at the same time. I know, that's two for one. Well, that's okay. I think everybody could use a deal. And this is let's make a deal. Here's how it is. You're not signing your life away. You're not signing up for the rest of your existence. what I'm asking everybody to do is make that last hump up over the top. And it is not going to be, it's not necessarily going to be easy. And we'll figure out some things in the process of doing this so that nobody bears the brunt of the problems associated with things like travel and this and that. These things will be attended to in some form or another. That said, the issue is simple, and it's called get her done. Yeah, I play with that a lot. I play a lot of games. I play the dumb hillbilly. That's not exactly what it is. Anybody that really knows me knows better. The interesting part of things is now coming to the end game. Now, the end game can go one of two ways. At this point, we have a 70% chance. In other words, the numerical parameters showing the probabilities that certain events will take place is at 70% on our side. I'd like to keep it that way. One of the ways to do that is to put together a totally secret group and groups of individuals who personally meet with people so nobody can tap into your whatever electronic communication you might think is cool to use or listen to your voice or any of that, or you can actually talk freely, be yourself, not worry about it, and take care of business. This is why there are certain things done in certain ways. A whole lot of other things are excluded. Just to let everybody know, it does not matter too much what it is that you use in the way of electronic communication. By way of encryption, encrypted browsers, encrypted websites, encrypted this and encrypted that. I will inform you of certain means whereby we can discuss any damn thing we want, no matter what it might be, totally in secret, in pretty much total privacy, to an extent that they won't even bother finding us because they won't know where to look, for one. Then you can add to the list the simple fact that we do not intend to stand down. We intend to stand up. Now, that does not give people a free fire zone, so to speak, on anybody. What it supplies is your satisfaction of supplying the duct tape that we put over Nancy Pelosi's big mouth, or the fact that we duct tape Harry Reid. I'm not sure what we ought to duct tape him to. Any critter would take issue to his presence, so I'm not real sure what to do with that, man. We'll figure something out. But yeah, there's duct tape in Harry Reid's future, I'm sure. There are a variety of means of torture that's not considered torture. One of those is electronic devices that radiate your brain, such as cell phones, this Wi-Fi system here, the simple cordless phone, all of these, they fry your noodle. You do not want to, you don't want to do that anymore than you got to. I'm obligated to this radio program, or this program, however you want to look at that, radio, whatever. I try to do so in such a manner that I keep at least a reasonable distance. That's a minimum of 18 inches, and that's only a cordless phone. You go to using a cell phone, it's 2 feet. Minimum, absolute minimum. If you've not seen the video, it's all over the internet. Look up the one where the cell phones pop popcorn and tell me that it don't do any damage. And I'm sorry, but you just saw the proof. And I'll just leave it at that on that part. In terms of our general health, in terms of our getting things set to where they need to be, not everybody's going to be happy with it. But it is a basic operating point, a point of reference. Just as the Constitution is a point of reference and does stipulate a lot of things. We're lacking a combination of definition, specific definition, what this word means, how it's applied, etc. What the quote spirit of the law is, I haven't seen that defined anywhere legally in law. And I'm talking about making it a part of documentation so that anybody that needs to can refer to it. They get the idea that freedom of speech means you can say anything you want about anybody. You can do this if you're really serious about it. You might get in trouble for it. Yeah, especially if it ain't true. Well, it depends on whether or not they do have any character to be messed with, impinged upon, defamed, or whatever fancy word you want to stick on it. Well, let's go to the second level. And I covered this earlier. We could have had a VA bill that meant something. And we got diddly squat. What we got was a bunch of BS. Now, how do I mean that? I mean, it doesn't change anything. It does not change squat. There are people out there who have wantonly, knowingly committed murder and need to be charged for it at the very least. To go along with this, those people associated, not intentionally, manslaughter, first degree manslaughter. But if they had known, they probably would have done it anyway. All the perps, whether they're a child molester, a VA killer, or warmonger, or whatever unsatisfactory condition they might be in, got to go. This is the ideology behind this. No, there will not be any singular religious take on any of this. The righteousness is found in the freedom offered through your creator-given right to decision. Free will decision. A woman has the right to decide whether she's going to have kids or not, unless she has 43 of them. Then it may be time to put a plug in it or something. Different type of dope running around ain't good for you, whether you like it or not. Doesn't matter. The derivatives of many of these plants, and I'm talking about derivatives, not taken as a whole, and marijuana is a good example. It's got like 18 to 30 different derivatives in it, some good, some bad, and some so what. But overall, beneficial. when refined correctly and applied correctly, there ain't too much of anything that God did not put a plant on the surface of the earth. God and creator to me are one and the same. I do not attach religiosity to God or the word. There's a plant, a critter, mineral, or something out there to attend to our infirmities. Take a little wine for that stomach's sake and their off-time infirmities. That tells you that alcohol can be beneficial when used correctly. And no, you don't want to believe the lust. It's medicinal purposes, and I need all the medicinal I can get. No, forget the sponge. Forget the guy that's got to smoke an ounce of pot a day. 3 to 5 tokes, 2, maybe 3 times a day at most. That's it. That's all you need. That amount, even over a long period of time, will not seriously affect your mental capacities. More than that will. Whether you like it or not, don't make them mean. I couldn't care less whether you like it or not. I couldn't care less if you believe it or not. You don't really want to understand it, then don't bother looking up the chemistry involved. The chemistry stipulates that if you overdo things, eat too much table salt, it'll kill you. Well, smoke too much and you go dingy. And I have met some dingies. Dazed and Confused, the movie. Yeah, I knew some people that were pretty much like that. They didn't make good sense no matter how you sliced them, no matter what the conditions were. I just, Cheech and Chong up in smoke. The ideology of he was just sitting there snorting bath salts. And, oh, man, this is a good shit. Oh, man, deer dry some. No, man, I don't trust what you like, you know, that sort of. The case history is simple. You don't need to do that. There are ways to get much more bang for your investment. And I don't necessarily mean money. In the case that I refer to, it takes time, certain amount of mental capacity, and a little bit of effort on your part on a continuous basis. That's it. And you can get more zapped out than you ever thought possible. You can relax better than you ever thought, the whole bit. The thing is, first and foremost, in order to have the capability. Now, you're going to tell me, well, I don't want to be involved in all this stuff. What is it that you do want to be involved in? Would you like to have a life? They're going to kill you. It's already been stopped once, hopefully. It's being stopped again. There's three or four different avenues they're taking right now, trying to get it done right now, today. Not next week, right now. you're gonna have to realize that you're gonna have to understand that we are useless eaters. We are anti the oligarch or special people, those who are supposedly above us by blood relation and by standing in stature. I'm better than you because I got $1 million in the bank. Really? Okay? I don't think so. So what you have to look at is several things involved in this. One, number one, absolutely number one, garner our freedom. You're going to have to stand up to do that. You're going to have to put the beer down and get off the couch. You're going to have to tell your buddy, here, hold the beer and watch this, you know, or whatever it takes. Instead of going clubbing, think about what you might be able to do if you talk to some people. Well, nobody wants to hear that. Really? There's a whole lot of people want to hear that. Are you in a rut? Are you allowed only to do so much? Don't you think you might be worth more than that? Don't you think you might have a talent that's greater than what you are required to do each and every last day of your life? Is that what you need to do the rest of your life? I mean, yeah, people switch careers because they get tired of it. It becomes mundane. It becomes the ordinary. It becomes that rut. And even though you switch careers, you ain't going to get out of it. Why? Well, as certain people have said, you ain't invited to the party. They want you just smart enough to be able to operate the machinery and keep things going smooth and making their money. And that's it. Nothing beyond that. You are not allowed to have an impact on the world. I don't know how much of an impact I have, but I don't intend to shut up. I intend to try to get as many people interested in the possibilities as I can. Not for my benefit. My kids are coming up behind me. And they're really, and they ain't easy. They're struggling. What about my grandkids? What about yours? Do you know somebody's got some cute kids you really like? Wouldn't you like to have them have a better future than what their parents had? Wouldn't you like to be able to see things in a way that, hey, I helped get this done. I hope it turns out great, like we're supposed to have it now. Oh, what did you end up with? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. Republican? Well, was it? Not really. One really, a Republican Party. Different kinds of Democrats, supposedly. Democracy is mob rule by majority rules. So they can take the rights away from the individual. It needs to be the exception where the rights of the few are guaranteed by, guaranteed not to be taken by the many, the masses. The one sacrificing for the many is the choice of the individual, not the choice of the many. The many need to see to the needs of individualities. Why? It goes to the simplistic. The Creator gave you righteous right of free will decision. Is this right for me? Now, I don't mean that everything we're going to decide upon is right. That don't mean that everything that somebody does is right. It does not necessarily mean that some things will not be sacrificed for the good of a large majority. It means that you don't say you're gonna. Here's what we got in mind. Now, you know, we've got one problem. Granny is in love with her little old house on a creek bank, and we need to build a bridge right dead where she's at. In one case that I know of, Granny was squawking all the way, but they picked her butt up. Seriously, she was in the rocking chair, and they picked the rocking chair up. They come in with heavy machinery and picked the cabin up, and they took it to another point that was just as nice and set her down and built a road into her place and everything. Oh, yeah. It's called taking care of business the right way. Now, this is an exception. I understand that. Don't you believe that there is something exceptional about each and every last one of you, and that each and every last person you meet during your day may have some also that special something that is extraordinarily exceptional about them? What would happen if the imagination and drive that we have to be able to do and accomplish things was experimented with? That's that golden age, 21st century goodies everybody's looking for. And I believe I've talked enough. Thomas, we've got questions.
Yes. A couple of things I'd like to say. When people often say it's kind of difficult to talk to people because they get ridiculed, and I can understand that. There was a lot more ridicule going back 10, 15, 20 years ago. Now there's a lot more people open to these ideas. And if they ridicule, just ignore it. It's your truth. Stick to it. Just because they don't have the ability to see or hear, that's not your problem. You've got the message out. It will go in, whether they ridicule you or not. And then somebody else comes along and tells them the same thing, and then they start questioning themselves. That's how it works. And I'm going to do Dr. Aiden now. JFK, a lot of people revere the man. He made a famous statement, ask not what your country can do for you. Your country is not doing anything for you personally. Nothing. They're quite prepared to sell you right down the river. Numbers of plots, as Drake pointed to earlier, to wipe us all out. That's what the country is doing for you. Now I'll say, what can you do for your country? What can you do for your country? The time is now, and it's up to each and every one of us. We all have a responsibility in that way. Don't let us down. Right. We'll go on to questions, Drake.
All right.
One person has sent the same question in three times, all along the same lines. So we'll just ask one. This week on the forum, there's been an underlying vibe of mistrust, in many cases justifiable skepticism. The problem is there is so much deceit and misinformation everywhere that even the attentions of Drake and Dr. Aiden have been called into question. Seems we're in a tight spot, so much needs to happen, and yet there's a serious deficit of trust, and it's getting to the foundations lately. We need to see something we can trust in before putting our lives on the line. Drake and Thomas, can you speak to this, please?
I can say a lot of things to that.
yeah.
I don't know. You want to see something? Okay, let's do it this way. Get in touch with me. We got a Gmail account. Get in touch with us through that. We'll arrange to have personal meetings. And when I say personal, it's going to be you, me, and the Critters in the Woods, and that's it. I know some places where they can't listen. Satellites don't listen well there. there's certain noises that come out of the ground that they can't handle. And I know a couple of places that are really nice like that. We'll discuss it. You can meet me. I posted somebody questioned whether I was in the military at all or not. So I posted my DDT-14 minus certain personal information on the website, if anybody's curious. I was partly trained at Redstone Arsenal, held a very high ranking security clearance. People found that I would not out information. They tried, they asked, they offered money the whole nine yards to see whether or not I was somebody that they could trust. And I refused to violate that trust. The interesting situation is this. Each and every last service member out there, whether you're active, inactive, reserve, retired, moved on, I agreed to an oath of office or service, whichever you'd like to take it as, and mine don't have any expiration date. I signed on for life. I'm a non-vet, so they give you an idea that I'm an old fart. I'm also disabled, among other things. I'm still looking to sacrifice for my country, even though I'm disabled from sacrificing for it before. I would suggest you guys take that into consideration and think about contacting us. You may have to do some travel. Be prepared. Next.
I'll address the next question. The member who asked, I thought would be familiar, but maybe it's a rhetorical question. Dick Light is not with us anymore, out of his own volition. And I think that's been covered more than enough times to keep answering that question. Next is a range of suggestions for possible people to interview. Perhaps you could give your opinion on them, please, Drake. Judge Andrew Napolitano, any chance that he could be interviewed?
Yeah, there's a great chance. I'd like to have him on the show, but getting a hold of the boy is almost impossible. I've tried just about every way I can think of. Anybody out there in radio land who thinks they can do a better job, invite him on the show. I'd like to hear his take on things. Okay?
Right. Next one is, what is your opinion on any chance he could be interviewed, Jesse Ventura?
There's a variety of opinions I've got on about Jesse. Irrespective, yeah, there's a chance. I've tried to get a hold of him too, and he don't want to come out. He doesn't want to come out in the open. From what I understand, there's too many people that would like to do things to him. And this is all courtesy of our government, by the way. Next.
We've recently seen a lot of articles from Veterans Today. How do you feel about them? And is there any chance of any of this, one or more of their staff being interviewed on our show?
Well, Veterans Today is interesting. The chief editor happens to be CIA, happens to be deeply involved in support of the Euro and the European Union. And whether you could really fully trust the information that you might get, to me, is questionable. That's like the White Hats. Same questionability. I'm not saying that all of them cannot be trusted. I'm saying that it's questionable as to which one you could trust. This is why I say spec ops people who don't like the way things are going and would like to change it, and I don't mean for the worst, I mean for the better, and who know people who might be of the same mind, bring them on. That's why I'm saying that. Next.
Right. Next person is Michael Jacko or Jaco, the Intuitive Warrior, Lessons from a Navy SEAL on Unleashing Your Hidden Potential. Also, I've not heard of that person.
My opinion of it?
Have you heard about it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If somebody wants to learn some of that stuff, I can teach it. That is one of the things that's looked for, is the capability of what's called intuitive reading. Intuitive reading is where you know that there's danger. Intuitive reading is where you understand that you need to stop and stay still for a minute, let the tree fall in front of you, climb over it and go on. Where you know that there is danger behind a door when there's no way you could know that it's there. That's intuitive reading. Anybody who operates, I don't know, out of the public realm should be able to do that. Anybody who can't is at a great disadvantage, because others can read what you are, who you are, and what you're about. Okay?
Right. There's a different... one more. Sergeant Major Dan Page, in the following post, we were discussing his lecture to the Oath Keepers.
Okay. What about it?
Do you think that we could get him on the show? As I say, there was about six or seven from the same person all asking about different people coming on the show.
Well, how about this? Let's forego the list. And I'll tell you why and how it works. Tell these people, whomever asks them, that I have invited them to be on the show. I'll entertain a whole bunch of perspectives. We've had some on here that were totally backwards and screwed up, for which I apologize, but it was interesting talking to them. And so I'm not adverse to, you know, even somebody that hates me. Bring them on. Prove what you got to say, or don't say it. I'm not going to prove everything, and nobody else is going to be required to prove everything either. If I prove what I'm doing, there'd be at least a dozen deaths that I know of. I'm not going to do that to people just because I'm flapping my gums, trying to make it all about me. I that's not what it's about. Bring the freedom to the table. Let's have a birthday cake party or something with it, you know?
Right. Drake, can the people protect the power grids from being taken down?
Absolutely. Just like they can protect communications. A rotating shift of 10 people takes an hour or so out of your day, your night, your sleep, whatever. And you can rotate around that. I know some women who are a lot better shot than most men, who could find a place, the same place. Now, I'm going to suggest that observation points be moved. That's standard procedure, and you should definitely find several. So she watched from different vantage points, so they don't know where to look for you. And if you play it by ear, you can put devices around that can be hooked or unhooked or turned on or turned off that detect when somebody's there and a whole bit. So, you know, the cost is minimal, $20, and a couple of batteries, 25 maybe, and you're in business. Range of 600-700 feet. You can hide pretty good in the woods, okay, if it's all sand and whatnot. Well, then you might have to make up a mask. A mask is easy. Anything that will withstand a limited amount of heat and is covered by the same color dirt that you're in, then you'll be able to see you very easy, especially if you don't move. This is the other part. So, you know, there's a million silly ways. We've got plenty enough militia. Plenty enough concerned citizens who are armed. hopefully they're proficient with firearms. They need to be. And you make sure that the person on watch has a charged cell phone. Bingo. Or radio, whichever. And you don't turn it on unless you're making a call. You don't turn it on unless you're saying, they're going after it, I'm shooting at them. Or whatever the deal might be. I mean, it's, you know, bring everybody down here now. They're getting ready to slice and dice. You need to slice and dice them. It should be a way to set things up so that you can be proficient with it in some form or another where it can't be denied that you're there. Now, in some cases, and I'll give you a good example, in the woods specifically, you got a lot of fire detection. Well, if you take a gallon of gas and dump it out and light it up, you're definitely going to get detected, put it that way. So if you're going to be detected, that means people are going to be watching. May or may not bring around the people, you know, they may come after you rather than the bad guys, but we can work on that part. Next.
Right. The next question is from your book, the page 3 on the first book. A question about transient meditation. I've Googled the definition of transient meditation, but only saw transient once in a discussion of meditation. I'm thinking that transient meditation means the following: acknowledge the transient events, thoughts, feelings, interruptions that come into awareness and let them pass. What remains and stays constant is I consciousness. Is that correct?
It's simpler than that. Transient meditation means that you meditate into any of the status in which you find yourself. All of them. true spiritual meditation is done spiritually only, experientially found and understood and applied. Transient of that would be to be able to truly open your eyes and look around. Pretty much unlimited vision. Things of this nature. Stuff that other people don't talk about. And I leave these things out on purpose for the individual to discover. You hit on one of the keys. Keep looking. Okay?
Right. Next question. I have a friend. He wants to know, would it be safe for a newborn baby to get vaccinated?
No. I don't trust vaccinations, primarily because they don't guarantee they'll be absolutely clean. If they can make sure that they're absolutely clean, vaccinations and shots are fine. Otherwise, use applied oral induction. Just that simple. They're still putting nasty stuff in shots. All of the antivirals and things of that nature are no-no. Now, here's another part. In many cases, I'm not going to say specifically how many, but somewhere between 15% and 30% of all of the problems that children have long-term can be related to the systemic shock to the system that a shot or vaccination brings about. The penetration of a needle is similar to that of a poisonous snake striking. There are some people who are extraordinarily frightened to death of reptiles, and there's a reason for that. This has been ingrained in us because of the Garden of Eden story, and it may or may not be a bite from the snake. It may be your own bite. We may be doing it to ourselves is the question that is offered through that. However, that's basically what where the flight fright comes from in terms of that. There are a few, very few, but a few poisonous plants who have mechanisms that disperse poisons in a similar manner to a fang, but like I say, very rare. But this is the reason for the fear. Next.
I'd just like to chime in on that. If people want to get some clarity on the vaccine issue, go to Project Camelot, Kerry Cassidy, and look up the interview, Jane Burgermeister.
Yeah.
There's two videos of her. I think it's on YouTube as well. She actually worked in the facility, and she's been threatened and all kinds for the details she put forward in that video and interview with Kerry Cassidy. You'll get all the clarity you need on that. Next. Is the defeat of the cabal in question, Drake? What offensive measures can the people realistically expect from the military and the militias?
Well, the offensive measures are going to be primarily based on us. This is why it's so important for everybody to put the frickin' beer down, get off the comfy couch, turn the TV off, and do something productive with this effort. That's why it's so... the militias are afraid to move because they're not sure they get the backing of the people. The people are afraid to move because they think the military is going to come after them. What happens when all three of you find out you're on the same side and you're going to the same party? I mean, it's not difficult to understand that the military would like to have a good reputation again, or better one than they've got now. I mean, it's been improving slightly here and there, sort of by accident. The militias are kind of iffy. They're in the woods. Everybody else is standing around going, well, man, I don't know if that's a good idea. Well, okay, let's do something or get off the pot. Join or die. Be free or be a slave. Make your decision as to what you want to. And the slavery ends in your death. They get you all in one spot and nuke your butt. I mean, or bring the flamethrowers out or whatever they have in mind specifically. What can we do as an average citizen? Find people that agree with the idea that freedom might be better than what they got or could improve upon what they've got. Find people that can agree that that you don't have to be some kind of a nut running around the woods, drinking beer, shooting at things in order to be actively involved in freedom. 99% of it is not that way. It's in few that one bad apple spoils the bunch. Well, the bunch was you take a bad apple and put it in a bushel basket, and it will eat up the whole basket. That stuff spread like crazy. Well, I would like to see the opposite happen. Same way, I'd like to see this become contagious. If you can't make freedom contagious, then your approach is not correct with that individual. Try it again with other people. Talk to everybody and their mother-in-law. See what they got to say. This is what the people can do. The people can win this with no problem. There is no question about it. There's been studies done as to what could be probabilities in a whole bit. We run about a 90% probability. It don't get much better than that when you're looking at a future event with as many variables in it as there are. And, you know, so go from there.
Right. What happened to the 80% of the military that was supposed to be on our side?
Nothing. They're still there. There's been a few changes in officers, but not as comprehensive as the bad guys would like. And you got to remember, just because somebody says they'd open fire on you don't mean they will. You got to remember, in order to keep your position where you do have command authority, might be a good idea to tell a little white lie, especially to the bad guys. Well, of course I'll open fire on them dirty civilians. Who needs them anyway? And bingo. Hey, we like your style. Have another beer. Next.
Yeah, to add to that, people ought to remember quite a few. I think there was 40 high-level military have been fired recently by Obama, and a lot of them was they refused to fire on American citizens. You know, how much more evidence do you need before you say enough's enough? Where are we? Will the cabal use the Ebola situation to herd people into FEMA camps? If so, what can or will be done to expose this plan?
Well, first of all, we're already working against any of that. Number two, it's difficult to imagine, but we're also mindful that they're going to do all the damage they can when they figure out that their ship's sinking. The thing is that those who would do such a thing need to be executed on the spot. And I offer that they become free fire subjects at this point and from this point on by anybody. You find one, kill it. And don't worry about it. Don't break stride. Don't think. Don't stop. Just keep walking. I don't really like the idea of having to do that, but I don't see any other way, personally. I don't see any other comprehensive manner in which to get the message across that no, nobody is going to put up with that. If the military discovers them, they're probably going to disappear, I can tell you that much. Now, whether they'll live through it or not, I kind of doubt. After a certain amount of rather excruciating interrogation, I would suggest that after they've heaved up their guts and told everything they really know, they'll probably be relieved of duty on a permanent basis. The people I'm aware of won't hesitate at that. When they really get a bad guy, you know the difference. You wouldn't have snatched them in the first place. Secondly, they wouldn't be where they're at. They would not be a suspect without some kind of reasonable cause involved. And that all comes out. That all comes out very quickly. And I don't care. This is something everybody needs to know. How well trained an agent is at whatever level by whom, I can make you talk in 5 minutes or less, guaranteed. I don't care how nasty you think you are, big and bad, whatever. If I can do it, and that was when I was in Nam. Oh, yeah, run across some nasties. If I can do it then, imagine what you know improvements might have been made on the technique by this point. Next.
To add to the vaccine, one of the members has suggested there's an excellent book called Dissolving Illusions by Dr. Suzanne Humphreys that exposes the vaccine myth. Thank you for that. Where are we now? Another one on Ebola. I've been reading that the World Health Organization has pressured Germany to take Ebola victims at a hospital in Hamburg. We'll be quarantining some of those people there. Is there anything that can be done to stop this? Surely this is a treasonous thing to do.
Well, I'll suggest the World Health Organization is attempting to do what was being talked about earlier in terms of spreading the Ebola all over the planet. Now, that ought to tell you right there what the World Health Organization is unhealthy about in terms of what needs to be done with them. Execute each and every last one of them so we can be free of that problem. Next.
All right. Ebola again. Is the Ebola outbreak real, or is it fear propaganda to make it real by spreading fear energy throughout humanity's consciousness to manifest something that doesn't exist in the first place.
It exists. It's real. It's been weaponized. And it's factual and it's happening. And the World Health Organization intends to spread it to your neighbors. If you don't like that idea, maybe we ought to do something about the World Health Organization. Next.
Well, we're at the top of the hour, Drake. Should we have a music break?
Ah.
that all went very quickly.
Get me all wound up and then go to music, huh? I see how you are.
Yep. Oh, I've got to keep you in control. Right, okay. We'll be back for the final hour in about 8 to 9 minutes. Bye for now.
A distant ship, smoke on the horizon. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. When you were always on my mind,
and welcome back to the final hour this evening with Drake. Just Drake tonight. Drake, are you back?
Yeah, I'll be here.
There's something I want you to address and to clarify in certain things. Quite a few heated discussions on the page regarding Gaza, the Palestinian and Israel issue, and I've received a couple of private messages stating our site is anti-Semitic, which I take umbrage at, because we just don't allow racism on our page on any form. Could you address that, please?
Yeah, I disagree with racism, religious or otherwise. Take your anti-Semitism and stick it. I'm going to be about as subtle as a concrete block on this. Some people think that they're all that because they have a, quote, bloodline. Woo! Heard about them oligarchs, have you? Well, I'm going to explain this so everybody gets it. Anti-Semitism is a Jewish race. I don't care whether you don't like it or not. It don't exist. Judaism is a belief system. A Jew is one who abides by it. Ain't no problem with it. You can be Muslim, Jewish, Christian, whatever. It don't matter. Now, let's satisfy the rest of it. And this website is still out there. There was a certain political party that supported Hitler. I want you to get this through your skulls. It ain't easy. Those are the same people who made the decision to put Israel in its present location. They decided after each and every last nation on the planet refused the boatloads of Jewish people coming from everywhere. That's right. This is all recorded history. You can look it up if you really want to. Very simply, Zionism is Hitler's domain. Now, I'm not talking about the people that want to return to Zion. That's a different deal. Zionism is a belief system. The people who are uneducated need to look up what Hitler did. His activities are fascist. The Zionist Communist Party, National Socialist Zionists Party, are still out there and active. Now, I'm going to put a little challenge in this. I will suggest these people who are so worried about the truth in terms of the expression that I have made of it on the page, a lot of it falls on me, is very simple. The people of the Jewish faith endured a Holocaust. Irrespective as to what's going on, after having taken the lands of the Palestinian people, or whatever you want to put, handle you want to put on them, find that these people object to that, and anybody who's got a backyard, would you object if somebody by force of arms took your land? That's first. Number two, and this goes to the crux of it, and I mentioned it on the show, there was a Gaza market that was hit by an airstrike, at least 16 dead. They don't know how many were wounded. Israel says, no comment. Well, I got a comment. You got the balls to drop bombs on civilians, just like the Ukrainian army is going after their own people. I'll make a suggestion. Make a comment. I'm tired of these people that like to hide behind anti-defamation leagues and other, quote, good organizations. Well, depending on what they represent in terms of what they defend is where I get my reasoning. And if people don't think there's enough death and destruction in the world, look at Gaza, Syria, the Ukraine. There's a lot of places that are blowing up. I'm going to further stipulate that diplomacy can work if, and only if, not only people listen, but take to heart and think about, okay, what happens if we try it? What are you willing to do in agreement to what we're willing to do? Well, I'll put it out there just very simply. Israel, quit the military operation totally. That's first. And there's something else happens at the same time. Each and every last turkey that's hiding in the woods under somebody's garage with a rocket, put it down. Don't light that mother. No more rockets. You open the border. Just that simple. Stop the military operation. Open the border. There's no reason to kill civilians. No women, no kids. We did not have good justification to bomb, to use nuclear weapons on Japan, period. Anybody says different is a liar. I'll tell you why. It's a matter of public record. Japan was begging to surrender before we dropped the first one. they got their voice loud and clear before we dropped the second one, and they just, everybody laid their guns down and said, my God, I quit. Don't do that to anybody else. That's unconscionable. The same kind of unconscionable Holocaust type of action is being taken by Israel on a military basis in Palestine in terms of what they are doing. Oh, there's going to be collateral damage. Sorry, not acceptable. Well, let's see here. We got rockets and whatnot in schools, in hospitals, in this place, in the UN sanctuaries, so we can freely bomb them. No, you don't do it that way. You send troops, ground troops in, abscond with the rockets. Take them out of there. Blow them up someplace. No big problem. No problem. I don't have any problem with that at all. You're going to scare the kids a little bit, but that's better than being having a bomb dropped on you. Now, here's the other part. Israel, the attitude that I am finding is that is a powerful nation, that it has a vibrant people, and that there's nothing wrong with their beliefs. Now, the other part of this is that show me. It's a challenge, and it's not an anti-Semitic one. It is a human-to-human challenge. Show me. Prove to the world that Israel is not a war state by not killing. You don't have to do that. Now, there's a whole bunch of fun and games. We got idiots like John Kerry running around and others who have a tendency to think that it's cool to flap their gums and say this and that. I disagree with John Kerry basically because the boy, although well-educated, is a friggin' idiot. This is the U.S. has told him this and et cetera. Now, the U.S. funded Hamas? Really, that's a possibility. I'm not going to put it out of the reach. Does that mean that Israel and the U.S. are at odds? Probably. We have a president who seems to honor Islamists more so than Israel, even though he puts out the correct statement of, well, gee, they got the right to defend themselves. I don't disagree with that. I absolutely agree with that. However, certain roads are off limits. Certain orchards that have been tended for longer than Israel has existed by these same people should be allowed to continue. Allow the herding of goats. Involve yourself into the culture that is present. Don't exclude it, but involve yourself in it. Allow these people to herd their goats where they used to. Allow them to tend the orchards. Allow the life of the trade of beans between the two countries to continue. Don't let the government dictate to you what you believe. Know in your heart what the right thing to do is and do it. I disagree with war. I'm a humanitarian in that respect. I know what it does. It screws up everybody. Those who participate on the winning or losing side get screwed up, period. It also messes up everything that anybody is familiar with. I mean, take a look at the remodeling job on some of these cities that have been blasted. Well, the tunnels, I understand. I don't disagree with the idea of shutting them down. I disagree with the manner in which some of the activities are being taken. You don't need to bomb whatever out of somebody. Ooh, we saw rocket fire from somewhere right around this house, so we're going to take that house out. How about we do this on a true basis, where you send in special operatives to make sure, send in some people to watch, flood the area with agents. with people who would be forward observers. Then if need be, yeah, drop a bomb on them. Some people don't understand quit or stop or cease and desist other than through death. I know this, and this is on all sides of every one of the questions, whether it is Semitism or anti-Semitism. There are people who would absolutely not have it any other way than that all Islamists have to die because we don't believe like they do. Okay, well, there were crusades. This has been going on forever. Just because people disagree? No, because a few people find themselves in a position to be able to cause these things to come about. Not because the people decided that they need to protect themselves from some insidious thingamabob that's going to eat them up in the night, but because, well, we can't get along. Judaism and Christianity are incompatible. And Islam don't like nobody but themselves. So what do you do? You agree to disagree and don't worry about it. You learn about the individual involved, not the political spins that have been put on everything. There's a lot that goes into this where you have a whole lot of disinformation. Now, just to let everybody know, publicly announced on this show, my sister married into Judaism. I have nephews who are rabbis. When I really need to know what's going on, boots on the ground, frontline information, I can count on them. Not to play games with the truth, but to absolutely simply state the facts. One of the main facts is this. Most of the people disagree with the ideology of the militarism of Israel. And this comes from the Jewish community, so to speak. Not me, the Jewish community states this. They disagree with the ideology. They got the people that are here got tired of the war zone and decided to go someplace where they didn't have to worry about all that much. Yeah, you got gang shootings and this and that and problems, but you don't have a war zone. Big difference. Everybody knows that there has ever been to a war zone. Now, anti-Semitic. I am anti those who would continually keep the war going. Whether that's our funding, the U.S. funding Hamas, whether it's radicals and just a few in Hamas who have decided that shooting rockets at Israel is the only way to get the attention of the people and the world, whether or not there is a political spin involving the idea that when civilian bodies are shown on TV, it turns the world against Israel. Well, I don't think that's correct any more so than the collateral damage. Both two wrongs don't make a right, no matter how you slice it. Therefore, my stipulation would be this, and I hope that Netanyahu listens to some of this or somebody gets the word to him. You can go in by troop force. Yeah, send some tanks. Yes, provide air cover, but send troops in and take them out that way. Directly, face to face. You probably will lose more people, but you'll also save the lives of people who don't have anything to do with it, that are just simply trying to make dinner, simply trying to calm the baby that's squalling, instead of having a bomb dropped in their lap or artillery fire landing on things. If Israel is serious about wanting peace, and I have heard they are, Hamas has a condition. Allow us egress, ingress and egress. Two open points on the border. That's it. Monitor everything. I mean, good Lord, we have machines here in the United States that I'm sure you could be supplied with who can look through a car and see a gun or a bomb or whatever that might be in a truck or whatever. So I don't find it excusable that there is this kind of animosity. Now, in Syria, It's sort of a halfway even fight in a lot of ways. You have separatists, as they are called in the Ukraine, similarly to the rebels, as they're called in Syria. You have a continual disagreement between the government and the people simply because people have decided to disagree. They can't outshout the other guy, so they have decided to lob bullets, bombs, etc. at each other. I'm saying both sides, not one, not just Israel, not just Hamas, both sides, cease and desist all hostilities. Ain't asking. And I'll tell you why I'm not asking. Those people who continue this, eventually the world will turn against you. And eventually, probably hunt you down for crimes against humanity. You need to cease and desist so that this does not come about. You need to foster peace for two reasons. We have a common enemy. All of the peoples on the planet have a common enemy. That's first. Number two, we're all humans and can get along. Some people have to grit their teeth a little harder than others, but you can put up with it until you get used to it and you don't worry about it anymore. I don't care if somebody feels that they have to be Muslim. Does not matter to me, or follow Judaism, or be a Bible-thumping Christian. Does not matter to me. What matters to me is the absolute truth. Due to this, I decided to do my own investigations, and I've learned a great deal. And these things will be sorted out. Everybody has heard of this, quote, second coming, this revelatory time period that we're supposed to go through where everything changes and the golden age is supposed to be made available and the new Jerusalem and this and that. And oh my goodness, it's just loaded with stuff. We're due to have a transition, and that transition is real. It's not something anybody can control. It is something that is going to happen. It is a part of the advancement of everything. It's organic in nature and cosmic in its origin. So, people, us, all of us, need to figure out what it takes for each of us to be able
Drake.
And understand that we are in a position to right the ship of state of everyone's state so that we can go sailing down across the pond side by side, waving at each other. Hey, man, how you doing? You know, I think that I used to think that wearing Egyptian dress, Arab dress, was ridiculous until I tried it out in the white sands in Vietnam. Oh, it got toasty out there. If you had things exposed, if it didn't toast you on the one side from the sun, the white sand would reflect it up and toast things you didn't want toasted. So, you know, here I am, and they looked at me, and I looked at them, and I said, this is pretty nice. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm getting plenty of air. I'm not hot. Even though it looks like I should be, I'm not. And to go along with it, I can move around as freely or more so than I could in my uniform. However, I'm going to go change back to my uniform because that's what I'm supposed to be wearing. I experimented. All of the things you're thinking about, studying the origins of the belief systems involved, studying the peoples involved. It used to be a mixing pot in the area of Israel. All kinds of different people mixed and traded and had business with each other and did things together and whatever. It has become more and more one-sided because of the intolerance of certain specific individuals who have a big voice and in some cases a big mouth and or a position from which they can dictate to others. Then you get into the other last aspect. God is no respecter of persons. It don't matter if you're Jewish, Hebrionic, Islamic, Arabic, English, doesn't matter. He don't respect you as a person. He respects the condition you put yourself in according to your belief. The idea of being a heretic or anti-Semitic is that you stand against a, quote, belief system. Not true. Don't care. I look for the truth. The truth is simple and to be found. It's all posted. It's not something that's hidden anywhere. So if you look deep enough, and I mean, you're going to have to dig, but you'll find that a whole bunch of things have been perpetrated as truth are nothing more than fat lies and fabrications. You're going to have to understand that at one point, in the beginning of it all, there was one belief that all the main ones fragmented from at one point because man thought he was smarter than the creator. And you can put God, Allah, whatever you want, whatever name, handle you want to stick on it. I'll say creators covers most of it. The creator stipulates that it was one singular belief. It's called the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do not be led down the primrose path by somebody who has a silver tongue. Don't bite the apple. There's a whole bunch of things that goes into this that everybody can apply in some form or another and say, really? I wasn't really sure about that, but okay, you mentioned it. Let me go look it up. I'm going to suggest everybody, specifically those who would take issue with what I've stated, go look it up. You'll find that the exact same sorts of things of human flesh not mattering, that's that collateral damage, is the same ideology that the Holocaust came under. That's how it started. What are we going to do? Put furnaces up next? That's my question. And it's serious. And yeah, I know about the furnaces, more so than most. And it irks me that man would do this much evil to another person, irrespective as to their background or their belief or whatever it might be. Israel has a right to exist. Don't deny that. The only reason Iran spouts that stuff that they need to be deleted is to gain press. You don't understand the political spin on that? Okay, you know, you're going to have to, everybody's going to have to grow into a differential that does not respect any individual any more than they respect themselves. Now, my question on that line would be, Israel, do you respect yourself enough to not offer Holocaust-type situations to others, but rather take the higher road and prove to the world that you're not the nasty that everybody is beginning to think you are, might be? If so, use troops. Don't use bombs. Use troops. Yeah, they fire rockets and then they run. Well, what happens if you're half a block away? Ooh, maybe you can catch them. See what I'm saying? It's not difficult to understand this. We know exactly where it was fired from. And I've got, and the spotter has got eyes on visual target, and it's going over here and it's going over there, and it went in that store. Go in that store and get him. No big deal. You start rounding up the dinks that have the stupidity to kill other people for no good reason. And I'm not saying that they may not have a valid reason from their point of view. Then you are stepping yourself up a notch. You're not wallowing in the mud with the pigs anymore. You're walking through it. Yeah, it's going to be nasty. No doubt in my mind about that. But you absolutely have to look at things in the perspective that gives you the best situation possible. Might be a worst case scenario. Might be nasty. Might be something that you do have to take some time with. But it will be well worth it. If you want to shuck the popularism of, ooh, Israel's nasty. Look at what they're doing. If you want to throw that in the trash, then change it so that it can't be a reality. Then you got everybody by the whatevers. Then you are simply doing what you stipulate, protecting yourselves against somebody who is stupid enough to shoot rockets at you. Okay, I'm going to also suggest that you get rid of them fences. You got a lot of people to go tend the orchards. Allow the goats to run. Don't deny people their heritage, and you'll gain their respect. And that's 99% of the battle. Right now, Palestinian flesh isn't worth 10 cents on the pound. Why? Well, how many people are killed with one bomb? One case, there was an airstrike, 16 dead. Well, I mean, let's make this comment. We are not going to necessarily bomb you. We're going to come get you. Now, you basically have free run in Palestine, pretty much. Somebody shoots at you? Well, sure. Blow them away. No problem. But be sure that they know the only people that you're after are the ones who are actively trying to do harm directly. This will make a big difference. I don't know how to take it much further, other than if you think I'm anti-Semitic, you got it backwards. I disagree with a lot of the things that people are putting out because they got a political spin or a very staunch, solid one-sidedness to it. Not that it is necessarily totally incorrect, but there is no allowance. You have to be able to adjust things to fit the situation in such a manner that you are not adjudged to be the nasty. Just that simple. Nothing real big about it. And as I say, I don't care what you are. I do care if you tell me that you are a select people. That ain't what the Creator says. You want to check that out, go back to the Sumerian religious tablets and read. Learn Sumerian. Boy, you got a shocking surprise. That was one of the routes taken. There was a basic split. One was underground. One was more open in the Sumerian tablets. The Jewish mysticism is largely based on things that are yet to be found in a couple of caves. So look forward to that. I mean, it's all going to eventually come out. The laundry is going to be done. I hope that not too many people take issue with the truth. I mean, it's, you know, the truth is the truth, whether anybody really likes it or not. What would you do if the people that used to be here, that everybody touts so highly, were to return and tell us that we screwed it up? Now, these are questions I'm asking to the audience. I'm asking to those who would be objectionist. What would you do if these people came back and told you, no, that ain't the way it really is. You know better. I told you what it really is, and you didn't pay attention. What are you going to do at that point? And that's Muslim, Judaism, Christianity, all of them. What do you do when the apostle or when the Christ or when the Muhammad comes back and says, that's wrong? You're going to have a lot to deal with. So my suggestion is that you temper what's being done. I don't mean that Israel don't have the right to go after people, but how about you open up a little bit on your end? See whether or not it don't make a difference. I guarantee you it would. That's about all I can say.
Right, thanks for that, Drake. I'm of the personal opinion that the people in charge of Israel have no interest in peace. That's my personal opinion. That's not against the people of Israel. I want to state unequivocally, I'm with the people of Israel. What I'm against, and there's a distinct difference, is that between the people of Israel and the people with Zionist intentions. You know, in 1967, Palestine had 97% of the land. It now has 3%. And if it carries on much longer, they'll have none. That's not right in anyone's book. And I also want to state unequivocally that our page is not racist against the people of Israel. It's against the Zionists. Big difference. Next question for you, Drake. Could you talk about militia? I have an honourable discharge from 4-year active duty, but I have never joined a militia or gun club. Is a state guard the same thing as a militia? I'm too old for the National Guard, but state guard would be okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, being too old is a matter of opinion. I've been told I was too old, and I told them to get out of the way and watch this. Of course, I'm a little squirrelier than others. The State Guard is the militia. The State Guard is an organized militia, not necessarily a well-regulated or approved, but an organized militia. The People's Militia is not, quote, organized, in that it is similar to the manner in which Israel has set its military as an obligation to the people. In other words, grandma might show up with a shotgun, and as long as she's good with it, it don't matter. So I would suggest, you know, if, and this is up to the individual, it depends on what type of service you want to offer, and it depends on whether or not you have certain expertise that might be of use to different members of any of the groups. And the level at which you're capable of serving. Now, the level at which you're capable of serving kind of lets us old guys out in a lot of ways. I can't hump up over mountains like I used to when I was 20. This ain't my way. I can still hump about 20, 30 miles before I fall over. It'll hurt a lot, but I can still do it. I can still shoot pretty damn good. So, you know, there's a variety of things in that. I also know some medicine. I know some cooking. You know how to set up a field operations of those types, including what would be considered a natural laundry and things of this nature that other people may not know how to do. If you can figure out how to do that before you make contact, more power to you. My suggestion is you make contact and then go from there, because they have specific needs that are probably pretty serious at this point. There's not enough people getting involved, either in militias or with us, in order to really get the job done. We need to boost things by about 100% for starters, and continue to boost it by 100%. In other words, same number of people, double it every couple of months. We all of us need to take a personal interest in our future, because believe me, if you don't do nothing, you won't have no future. It's going to be taken away from you and probably used to strangle you. So, join or die.
The next question, I can answer this. Yes, we have interviewed Kevin Annett before. Not Cosmic Voice. It was Universal Voice. Annett's organization is similar to Peter Eyre. They're doing similar things, but not John Darash. And yes, we have asked Kevin Annett to join in with the SICE movement, and as of to date, he's declined. That may change in the future. Drake, is there any known cabal link to the death of Rick Light's wife, Robin?
Say that one again.
Is there any known cabal link to the death of Rick Light's wife, Robin?
No. That's about as simple and straightforward as I can make it.
Right. Are we waiting on all the states to be fully constituted for the mass arrests of these vermin to finally commence?
Good question. I'm not sure.
Okay. This is a similar question. When do we start arresting people and bringing them to justice through our common law courts?
Good question. As soon as we get enough people interested to do anything. I mean, you know, you only get a few people interested enough to sign up. What am I going to do with 10 people? Not much. It's supposed to be more than that. I hear different numbers, but it's pitiful in terms of the number of people that are supposedly on the Facebook page and actually interested in this. I don't know if they're wanting their 5 minutes of fame, tooting their own horn, or what the deal is, but this is something that's real. I hope that people realize that and you know, start getting involved. If you don't, we're going down the tubes.
Yeah, well, what people also understand as well is if the cabal are to be taken down, a whole new system has to be in place. That's why the common law grand jury is going, because the bar registration people will all be shut down. We return to the Republic. There is no lawyers under bar rules, under American rules anyway. So we will need a whole new system in place and ready. So we are that system. It's a replacement of their system. That's where you ought to look at it. Drake, is it true that when we are tried under the current corporate government, that undisclosed to us, and no matter what charge we appear under, whether it be traffic or foreclosure, etc., that we are automatically charged for war crimes under the Trading with the Enemy Act?
Possibly.
A recent Veterans Today article mentions that the U.S. military has issued a warning against a possible 9/11 type false flag terror attack in America, to the effect that very drastic measures would be taken. In my book, these could include the total thermonuclear destruction of Israel and possibly the city of London, as well as the liquidation of most of the cabal leadership. Can you comment on this, please?
Yeah, we're trying to counter anything of that nature. I'm not going to say that it's totally impossible, but the probability has been going down at a very steady rate, okay?
All right. Okay. Drake, what is your opinion about prayer? For example, praying for someone who's sick, or praying to win a ball game, praying to win this battle we are in. Are certain prayers more acceptable than others? Are some prayers just selfish?
Oh, boy. You want me to get into the definitions. all right. Here's how it is. A prayer is the individual's legal petition to higher powers. I'm not going to say which one, because some of them ain't right. To perform certain things, whatever they may be. A prayer, a person who does not ask for anything other than for others, is more apt to be favorably looked upon by the powers that are prayed to. Meaning that the ideology of gift, of the gift, asking nothing in return, in a manner in which no one can ever find out about it except the Creator, is probably the greatest gift anyone can give. Involved in the legal petition is the fact that you also involve your higher self and your life force in the process, meaning that you can actually affect reality directly. So prayer is prayer, Selfish would be, I need money. Well, how much? And what is the need? And it is it a need or a greed? Well, I could use a few million dollars. Yeah, right. A lot of people could. Is your need simply to be able to provide for yourself, your family, maybe some others? If that's the case, then you very probably will find that that all of a sudden just pops in there. The availability to be able to share, and they call it tithing, 10%, 20%, yet to. Everybody wants to put a definition on and percentage on things. I will suggest that if you make life easier for someone, don't matter who, then I will suggest that you answer your intentions. Okay?
Yes. The question for those who have emailed their resumes to SICE, I've been told when they'll be contacted. The question was, when will the contact start to happen? There's certain parameters that have to be fulfilled, which the doctor is very hopeful of fairly soon. So it's a bit of an open-ended question now, but hopefully fairly soon. Where are we now? Drake, you mentioned before, this is we're a bit short on questions now, so I'll bring up a couple. What is Zion?
What is Zion? Ah, there's about five or six different definitions that are rather lengthy. Zion is both a place, a condition, and the condition is used in several different ways in terms of belief. Zion is the sanctuary that is supposedly offered by the Creator here on the planet. That's a place. Zion is the spiritual condition and location, both at the same time, of those who believe in Zion. Zion is at the same time, either good or bad, a belief system. So there, like I said, there are several, and that's part of the problem. People will take a term or a word and multiply that turkey. It's kind of like that one cockroach that gets away under the fridge, and all of a sudden you have 500 of them, or the box you put in the basement, all of a sudden there's 30 of them. Well, same rule applies to linguistics. When somebody finds weapons of mass destruction, what does that mean? The only weapon of mass destruction I'm aware of is nuclear weapons. The rest of them are limited, very limited. Pick something. Doesn't matter what it is, and you can find a lot of things. Webster's does offer a decent definition. Now, after you read Webster's, if you really want to know about Zion, ask somebody of the Jewish faith. You'll learn a bunch, okay?
All right, we're pretty much done for tonight, Drake. Do you want to sum things up for a bit?
Well, that's pretty simple. Everybody should treat everybody with the golden rule. Everybody has to understand that their rights end where the other person's nose begins. Everybody should honor the fact that they are not allowed to take that which they cannot give, which would be life. When you become God, then you can play with life. And whether or not you're decent about it would probably depend on whether or not you get as far as you want to go. So everybody needs to just think about one thing. The basic theme should be freedom. And everybody needs to go out there and take one action. Get her done.
All right. Thanks for that, Drake. I'll repeat what I said before. Quit waiting for your country to do for you. You do for your country. Right, I'm going to touch a bit on the SAIS resumes. Please put them in. Doesn't matter what you can do or what you can't do. It's what you can do that matters. And email them to sovereignsouls@yahoo.com, I think it is. I should have checked that before. So sovereignsouls@yahoo.com. If I've got that wrong, I'll correct it on the page later. For the benefit of new members or listeners outside of Cosmic Voice, we have a Facebook page called Cosmic Voice. We also have a website called AmericanNationalMilitia.com. And I think that's just about it. I ask all members on Cosmic Voice to please be a bit more patient, a bit more thoughtful for people in the group, and a bit nicer to people. You know, wear all you've got, so don't start trashing the ones that are in it. And on that note, I'm Thomas Williams. We'll be back next week, and we're going to play, when I find it, a song for our birthday. Bye for now.
Time will bring, or in peace the heart will sing. Thanks to my unity of all people. It's in the dream.